Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I forgot to bring this up, but it was like 2 days into vacation.
Yeah.
You get this email. You guys have bad sleeping habits.
Oh, Jesus.
Here's my phone number. You should call me and I'll elaborate. And I was like, yeah, oh, really? Next thing you know, you'll tell me I have an unhealthy relationship with alcohol. You think?
Hey, what are we supposed to do?
Of course we have.
Everything.
Nobody goes to bed at 7.
Some people do.
Yeah, and they have no lives, and they can't discuss stuff we do.
I couldn't imagine.
No, I know morning shows do that, and guess what they are? Boring.
Well, yeah.
I've heard them.
But you read all these sleep studies, and they all say the same thing. You know, don't look at TV before you go to bed. Guess what I do? I look at TV before I go to bed.
I have a TV in my room. Of course
right.
I do.
Fall asleep to the TV.
Right. Well, no, I turn it off before I go to bed.
Right. Don't drink before you go to bed.
I did last night.
Yeah, well, guess what? I drink before I go to bed because I don't like to drink during the day. And then they say...
That only leaves the night.
Yeah.
Craig is right about that.
I don't want to drink before I go to the gym.
Well, it leaves the morning.
And I don't do
the
gym or yoga till later in the afternoon.
Right.
So that only leaves the evening as an option for me to drink. Like, where the hell is a guy supposed to drink?
Yeah, right. But she's not picking on alcohol. She's picking on... What
other stuff? It's just all the sleep studies are pretty much the same. You know, limit your screen time, limit your alcohol.
8 to 10 hours of sleep a night.
Right.
Nobody does that.
Don't eat. Don't eat 4 hours before you go to bed or whatever the number is. You know, by those standards, I'm guessing most people have less than healthy sleep habits.
But I'll tell you what we got over people, and I don't know if this is science or not. These people that get the same amount of sleep we do don't go home and sleep for an hour and a half in the afternoon. And we get that.
Yeah, because we
can. And we get that, and we feel better after that. So I'm confident we're negating some of the effects of this ass hour of the morning by getting a nap in the afternoon.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We're case studies.
Right.
We're
my dad is 86. He woke up. I mean, I remember him for years waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to work. And he didn't nap. He'd fall asleep reading the paper once in a while for a second, but he didn't nap.
No, I don't remember my dad.
No.
Napping.
No.
And he probably didn't go to bed until after the 11 o'clock news was over.
Yeah, it was up. He was up.
I sleep from 11:30 to 3.
Yeah.
And I'm fine.
Right. Big time. He's the one that convinced me I was lazy back in the day, and I was. I remember when I first moved back from college, I was in the house. I lived downstairs in the basement. I hear him come home. He'd come home from his break from work at like 10 for lunch, or like 9 in the morning, 10. I hear him go, she's still sleeping. You know that commercial where that guy is bummed out, the son's walking around the house, and he grabs his phone, he finally had some interviews.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what my house was at the time, and I didn't have any of those interviews. I was just in the basement sleeping and partying every night.
Yeah. Or the one where the old, you know, the 40-year-old guy, if you're not careful, Mom, I'm going to get my own car insurance. That'd be great. If you're not careful, Dad, I'll get my own place.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people have lived our lifestyle and lived a long time. Maybe not the alcohol and the drug part.
Oh,
but,
routinely.
Yeah. I run into a lot of people that wake up just as early as we do and spend their whole day working and don't get naps. So, you know.
Yeah, but in early part of my life, I slept till noon all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So we banked a bunch.
Must, but I stayed up late.
Are you getting any naps, Craig?
Doesn't mean we're lazy.
Yeah. How are you sleeping now? Because, you know, because of the cancer thing.
Better. Okay. Are you sleeping better?
Yeah.
You falling asleep normal time or earlier?
Normal. Well, yesterday I was in bed all day.
All right. Well, tell us about it.
No. I just didn't move.
Okay. Well, that's not exciting.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Just waiting for today. Couldn't wait.
Did you ask your doctor if you're healthy enough to masturbate?
Yeah.
No, I didn't, and I may have to.
That's when you know you've turned the corner.
Yeah.
When you start tugging it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's like when you get the flu or the cold, you're right.
Yeah. That's when I know I'm sick.
You don't want to masturbate.
I'm not even horny.
Yeah.
Let's ask Dr. Mean about that. Is Craig healthy enough to masturbate? Doc, I know when you hear this, let us know. Is he? I mean, not all the time, like now. But we know.
The second.
Yeah. Well, don't do it here.
Now you tell me.
Well, at least until commercial break.
And then the next step is furiously. Yeah. You can graduate to furiously.
You're in bed all day. You didn't masturbate?
Mm.
Man, that's tough. You are sick.
It wasn't. I just didn't want to get up.
Yeah, well, you don't have to get up to masturbate.
No. It didn't even cross my mind upon reflection. Yeah.
Did you at least play with it a little bit?
It didn't even cross my mind upon reflection.
Of course you played with it. It's right there.
Yeah. How can you not?
Right. If I were you, I'd play with it all the time.
If you were you, you'd play with it all the time.
If I were there,
another good point from Craig this morning.
I play with yours all the time.
There you go.
Now you're talking.
That might put him in the mood.
Just to keep you entertained.
Every time you're in bed all day, we'll come over.
That'd be one of the things I could do to make myself useful. Because I'm always looking to make myself useful.
Here's Handy Todd coming over to help out.
I got the handyman coming over.
The handyman.
You got a hole in the drywall? Nope.
Yeah.
We like each other.
We do. We get along. A lot of guys who work together for a long time
don't get
really
along.
Really don't.
No.
You see them on TV.
Well, a two-week break helped.
You hear them on the radio.
A two-week break helped.
They really don't like each other.
No, that's true.
And our wives don't want to hear this at home.
No.
They don't appreciate it.
Although I'm getting, I'm turning the corner of my daughter. You know, she's 17, and she says, "Dad's funny." And my wife doesn't think I am anymore, obviously.
Wow.
So that's a contention between those two, because I will say something, and my daughter will say, "Dad's funny," or "That was funny, Dad," and the wife didn't think it was funny. And I'm winning that battle, but I'm losing it with my wife, but I've lost that year.
That's about the time.
Right. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, she's just.
Oh, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it, Todd. Right. She's becoming a woman, and
toward
I love that about her. Because
the end of
she's
high school.
She's starting to think Dad's funny.
Well, yeah. they just appreciate more aspects of you more and more.
Right, right.
Including the sense of humor.
Now, she doesn't listen to the show, because that's pretty brutal, but she thinks I'm funny around the house.
Yeah, well, that's because the rest of us aren't funny. Dad's funny, but
no.
Right.
No, no.
Those jackasses.
No, they're still weird.
No, I get a text from my son yesterday, too. He's got a speech coming up, and he goes, "I'm doing a speech on your show. How many kids does Todd have? Are they boys or girls?" So I had to inform him that...
non-legitimate, fake, what are we talking about?
I said two boys, two girls, and two stepsons. I just gave him the, you know, he must have the history of the show going on. I haven't got a chance to ask about it yet. So you're actually going to admit that I'm your dad in a speech? I said, maybe you should think about that.
Exactly.
I mean, his friends know, but...
And he should say that Todd has two fake kids in his speech.
Well, I haven't got a chance to talk to him about it. I didn't see him much yesterday, so I'm going to ask him about that.
I had a text exchange with my sons last night.
Which,
I can't tell you what happened. I'm going to say that just to aggravate people out there who feel they have to know everything about everything that we do. It was kind of personal, so I'm not going to share it with
right.
you.
Is he going to note in the speech that...
I don't know.
His
I want to find out more details about that today, so I'll be with him more today.
His dad's producers, one of his best lines is, "Screw that kid," talking about me.
It's a great line. I'm going to ask him to use the word big pussy, too, by the way. Say the producer's name is Big Pussy.
He hates me because I can grow a beard and he can't.
He's got to throw that in there.
A Mexican man has undergone surgery after suffering from an intense 3-day erection.
3 days?
Yeah. Is there any other 3-day erection? Do they have a 3-day right. erection that's not quite so intense?
Right.
It all be intense.
I think it's intense after about 40 minutes, probably. Jesus.
La Republica reports that the man bought a sexual stimulant used for bull breeding in East Mexico, which he took to perform with a woman.
So this is Bull Viagra?
It's Bull Stimulant. And when I saw the headline, Bull is spelled like butt, except it's two L's. And I didn't have my readers on. So I kept reading it thinking, I was about to retweet it this way too. I kept thinking, it was late in the afternoon. My eyes are getting tired. I'm thinking, a guy gets three-day erection after taking butt stimulant. I'm thinking, wow, how's that happen? So I had all these great butt jokes, and that right when I was about to retweet, I realized it was Bull Stimulant. I'm thinking, well, that's stupid.
Oh, you mean just when you were about to order some?
Right. Well, I thought it was butt stimulant. I'm thinking, I hope that doesn't give you a three-day
erection. Add to cart, you saw what you wanted to see.
I did. I did see what I wanted to see.
The medication caused a long and severe penis engorgement, prompting the man to go to the hospital. No updates on the man's post-op condition.
Engorgement is a good word.
Yeah, it is.
There's a photo in the New York Post that shows a guy, the penis is blurred out. I don't know, Puss said he's bummed about that.
Yeah. But, you know. Of this guy?
Yeah, this guy. Yeah.
It is this guy?
Yeah.
That'd be embarrassing to be in the hospital. For
I don't know. The picture I saw, with the three-day
the blanket's just up like a tent.
And you know nurses are walking down, you got to check that dude out. Because there's a lot of gallows humor in hospitals.
Yeah,
That.
Would it be that embarrassing?
Just walk past, glance in, and look at his penis.
I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah.
The doctor wouldn't even have to really, they just look in, see if the tent's still there, close the door.
I would stand in the corner and make it a towel rack the whole time.
You walk in confidently and just say, I've been engorged for 3 days.
I'd be the human towel rack.
I'm betting after 3 days, even a blanket over it would hurt.
Yes. It's probably like gout at that point.
It's probably
quite
sore.
Yeah, you probably can't touch it.
So he's probably not.
I got
probably
gout, but it's in my penis.
Laying there with it out.
Yeah. I wonder how much that really hurts. I bet we're talking to a guy who is, reacted to the Viagra or whatever. And it's had the 3-4 day.
Well, next time we get a hold of
the Bull Stimulant.
Yeah,
the Bull Sexual Stimulant.
Yeah, that's probably a little bit stronger than that.
Well, what's the advice they give you on the commercials? It's after 4 hours.
And try to flick it first. Right. It ain't working.
Go to the ER and say, I'm here because I'm too engorged.
Yeah.
Can you help me, please?
You'd have to call in sick to work.
Yeah, you're right.
I have an erection that won't go away. Will not be at work today. Again.
Unless you were the yogurt.
They don't question you.
No.
No, stay home.
No, don't come here.
You're fine. Yeah. Right.
You're erect for 3 days. Down. We'll see you the fourth day. Get that fixed, Jose. Where's he from? Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bull Stimulant probably had a little bit too much power. He should have used a human boner pill. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a bull's penis?
Don't use a pill designed for something that weighs 1,600 pounds.
I have seen a bull's penis. We were at the state fair and walking by where they have all of like the cows and stuff.
Right.
And we walked by one and it just out of nowhere just shot down, like nearly hit the ground.
Yeah.
It scared the crap out of me. What?
It's a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, it is.
We started walking faster. Like,
I've never seen a baseball bat that color.
That's about that size. Yeah.
Dumbass.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A study released by the management consulting company Robert Half says that 90% of Americans show up to work sick. Too much work to do, not having enough sick days.
Afraid to get
feeling
fired.
Pressure from employers.
Yeah, but your 409. Your 409 is pretty big right now.
Just some of the reasons.
That's why. So you're a lot of employers are matching your 409k now, where they weren't, say, 10 years ago during the recession.
And bad news about low unemployment. You know, it's low unemployment. Hey, everybody's working.
Well, most of them are not jobs you can live off of.
Not the point
that's
here.
A fact. Yeah. I know.
Bad news about low unemployment. The study shows that for every 1% increase in employment, flu-related doctor visits increase by 19%.
People going to work with the flu,
The flu is highly infectious and contagious, so being in close quarters with coworkers or commuters makes you more susceptible to being infected.
This is why you get your flu shots, you dumbass, because you're dealing with the public.
Well, I also think people are afraid to lose their gigs, so they go to work kind of sick.
Yeah.
Of course people are afraid to lose their gigs.
They should be.
And there's not enough sick days.
They should be.
You know, you end up losing.
There's a great meme that shows. There's a great meme that's always been out there. It shows a guy sitting on the beach. He goes, man loses his job 3 days on the first day on the beach on vacation. He loses his job at home or something like that. Out of sight, out of mind.
They say employers need to set a better example. Tell people to go home because otherwise, other employees get sick. Then you got then the whole thing skyrockets.
I mean that's true, but the employee. Ever since the advent of hardcore sick days, like you can't do it, we won't pay you. I mean, don't you think everything should be just about the worker? Don't you think it should be like a slidable scale for some people? This dude never sick. He must be sick. Let him have a couple of days off, and we'll pay.
Yeah,
him, you know,
it should be a little more flexible.
It should be totally flexible. All companies have this hardcore thing. You only get so many days. Yeah. Well, what if you are actually sick?
Yeah, a lot of people take advantage of it.
Should you lose a vacation week because you're actually really, really sick 1 week? No, you shouldn't. If you're a hard worker and the boss says no, give the guy a freaking day off. Well, it shouldn't be all black and white. And in most corporations, it's black and white.
Oh, a lot of places now don't have just specific sick time. It'll just be your paid time
off.
That's
what I mean.
So So if you want to take a sick day, it's bleeding into, you could go to Missouri or something.
Right.
Well, it's all about covering your ass.
Yeah. God, you dream big, Nick.
Nick's a traveling man. Go to Missouri, man.
Very cultured.
It's a whole other state, by the way.
It is.
Guys, I had to deal with a 2-day boner one time years ago.
I could tell you. Oh, you reading or are you just talking to us?
This is an email.
I know. Tell you, I know
is that a male or female writing in?
Yeah. It's a male.
That's right. Yeah. Get away from me. Right. 2 days. I kept saying, away from me.
It's been 2 days.
Very painful, and you cannot manually relieve it.
No, I'm sure you can't. You try that once, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. He said he tried.
Yeah.
What caused it? Viagra?
Right. Even tried getting drunk. Nothing. I'd not been taking anything that would cause this. Nothing legal or illegal, just vodka. So.
Hey, don't scare us.
That's curious. Right.
Vodka.
Vodka usually does the opposite to my boners.
Vodka priapism?
Vodka priapism.
I've never heard of such a thing.
That wasn't the reason he got it.
He's an anomaly.
We've never heard vodka gives you a priapism. In fact, like you said,
you haven't heard nothing gives you priapism either.
I know, but he can't blame vodka for this. That's all he just remembers taking. Something actually happened.
Well, no, we're blaming that.
No, he said he was.
No, all he said was nothing, just a little bit of vodka. There's no reason for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've all had a little bit of vodka and never had that.
If he had any kind of diagnosis, what might have caused that?
Dr. Bina can check in on that.
Right. If that just occurs.
What causes?
Naturally on occasion.
An automatic boner. Well, we know what causes an automatic boner. What causes a 3-day boner?
Bull pills.
Besides that, the guy wasn't taking anything. I like to know that too.
How did he get rid of it?
Yeah, how did he get rid of it?
Different vodka.
I don't have the answer to that. It might have just faded away.
Maybe he still has it. Maybe it was 2 days ago.
Aren't you, like you said, if you have, even not taking pills, if you're erect for 3 hours, you're going to the doctor, right? I am.
You should.
Something wrong here, man. I don't want to, because the female in the house is not going to like me bothering her with that.
Hey, check it out. It's still there.
Let's try to knock this down again later.
Again?
No. That thing's still bothering you?
That would be it.
She's like, yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Let's try to knock this down again after a sandwich. That ain't going to work. I'm going to get a big fat no on that one.
Would you warn them before you got to the doctor's office? Call them up and be like, hey. I'm not real excited.
Well, first of all, you're wearing like what Todd wears, those baggy yoga pants.
I'm not as excited as you might think I am to be here.
Yeah. Right. You're wearing a long
coat. Please don't be forced.
First of all, you're wearing a coat, a longer coat that can wrap around your crotch area, like a pea coat or something like that. Like
in the summer.
Because if you have to wear something to cover your junk. You can't just walk out with pajamas on and like a t-shirt. you got this huge, you know, huge flannel tent coming in the office.
Why is it got to be flannel?
That's your pajamas.
Oh,
yeah.
And since when was it huge?
Well, you're thinking it is.
Yeah, you'd like to think.
I don't want to scare you.
Yeah. Comparatively speaking.
I don't want to scare the receptionist, but I got a flannel tent coming your way.
Yeah, don't arrest me. It's a medical condition.
That's something we could laugh at, because this could happen to any one of us.
You all think it's an eight-person tent, but no.
No. It's a pup tent. No, sleeps too.
Right. That's a backpacking tent.
Backpacking
tent.
So they've come up with the best-selling vinyl LPs. Best-selling vinyl LPs.
Of last year?
Yeah, but
of ever?
More specifically of the decade, of last decade.
So the tens.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're all going to be re-releases.
Yeah, they got to be re-releases. Yeah.
When did vinyl start really taking off? About 2010?
Well, it's all re-released.
In the last 10
most
years.
Most of them
definitely.
Are old.
People restocking their stuff. Nobody's buying Post Malone on vinyl. You can't dance. You skip the needle.
Lana Del Rey.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
She's horrible.
Shows up at number 10 on the list.
Wasn't she on SNL?
Yeah.
She went, that was bad music.
Actually, there are a couple of songs I've heard of hers that aren't bad.
But you see remember the two she did on SNL? I think they were so bad. I'm thinking of the same girl.
She have that sad summer song? Summertime Sadness.
Okay. Which is what I felt when I heard it.
So that's number 10 on the list of the top 10 selling vinyl records of
vinyl.
The decade.
Yep.
And then at 9, it's Miles Davis, Kind of Blue.
Got it.
His biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
Rumors, Fleetwood Mac, Sgt. Pepper, Thriller. At 5, Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. At number 4, Legend, Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Awesome Mix, Volume 1 is at number 3. Dark Side of the Moon at 2. Abbey Road at number 1.
There you go. People restocking or just finding new albums.
Well, a lot of those have been put out as, you know, anniversary re-releases and things like that.
The top-selling vinyl of last year, 2019, at number 10, Fleetwood Mac, Rumors, Legend, Bob Marley. 8 is Thriller. 7 is Dark Side of the Moon. Beach Boys at number 6, very best of. Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody at 5.
Yeah,
that makes sense because of the movie.
Right.
Guardians of the Galaxy again at number 4. Queen Greatest Hits at number 3. Billie Eilish at number 2.
Yeah,
Abbey Road at number 1 again.
Did, I forgot what I was going to say about those particular bands there.
Most of them are pretty good there.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I'm trying to remember what I was going to say.
That's why they sell.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody the other day and mentioned some Fleetwood Mac song that was on Rumors.
Yeah.
I really love that album. I'm like, well, you're really going out on a limb there to say that the best Fleetwood Mac album of all time was your favorite.
If you were around in 77, everybody had that album. It was just like all the, you know, it's just something you had.
Really? You like Rumors? Yeah. You're such an anomaly.
You are. You're different.
Sometimes I eat sandwiches for lunch.
I've heard they're good for lunch.
Yeah.
I never tried it. Is it that good? Yeah. Well, sometimes people like the same artists because they're the best, you know? You can't be different all the time. Sometimes you just like artists everybody else likes because they're great.
Same
thing about music. It's always about music. Oh, by the way, that's what I wanted to ask. Has the Rush catalog kicked up since Neil died?
I haven't looked at iTunes, but I'm sure it has.
It's got to be number one.
I can't imagine it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and when I bought a turntable a couple of years ago, that was kind of my strategy. If I'm going to go buy vinyl, because, you know, to buy you're talking $25-$30.
Oh, yeah, I know.
For a piece of vinyl.
I know.
If I'm going to go buy vinyl, I'm going to buy classic albums that I know I love top to bottom.
Exactly.
Right. That's what I'm going to buy if I'm going to buy vinyl.
And we're going to watch the Bitcoin documentary.
Yep. Sure.
Don't forget that.
I actually bought vinyl.
It's really good, by the way.
It did.
It explains everything. I'd explain it to you, but it's you guys aren't on that pay grade right now. You have to watch it.
You didn't watch it.
Right, I can explain Bitcoin to you when we get back.
You can.
Take a break and then give you an update on the 2-day boner.
All right, check back. Upstate.
I told you, just butt stuff.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.